Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9. We're here at that conference live. Well, we're not live. I guess this is recorded.
We recorded.
On the mess hall stage. They have this really cool little setup they let us play on. It's like a little fire, you know? We're having a little chat by the fire. So I have a special guest here today, David Washington with his pine cone.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
So what do you do for Microsoft?
So I am the director of evangelism for the Central United States.
Wow, that's
it sounds fancy. But really, I'm a developer. I work with a team around Chicago, Austin, Dallas, Columbus, all the central US. Mm-hmm. And we work with developers at events like this and community meetups. And we just hack with them, build cool stuff. Learn what they're doing, and you know, hopefully help make them be successful with our technology.
That's awesome. So I understand that you had a talk that you gave.
Yep.
Or is it already done, or is it in the future?
It's done. Nice. So it was yesterday. I can relax now.
Yeah.
Go to the water park.
That's right. That's tonight. By the way, I didn't say this, but there is a fantastic water park right here.
You guys can come if you want.
If you want, yeah. So what was the name of your talk?
So the name of the talk was Building Touch Interactions That Don't Suck.
Because there's a lot that do.
There are a lot, especially on the web, which is what the talk really was focused around.
I see.
And, you know, actually, before I was in evangelism, I was on the Windows team, and we were trying to build some better touch keyboard interactions, trying to build better ways to delete your email, to uninstall apps, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And in the world of Windows, it was kind of uncharted for us at the time, right? And it became really clear to us that it's really easy to do this wrong, right? And a lot of the stuff that I was able to learn through that journey on the Windows team also applies to developers who are building custom touch stuff.
Correct.
That's what I say, right? Like, if you want to build something like pull to refresh, or you want to build something like a fancy, you know, panning animation that you see in like Outlook or Acompli or something like that, it's really easy to get that wrong. So I kind of, in my talk, I go through how to actually build something cool.
Yeah, that's something that doesn't suck.
That doesn't suck, yeah.
So how do you get started? So you're building this mobile app. What are some things to have in mind to build those interactions in a good way?
Sure. Yeah, so first of all, something that's really interesting when you're designing for touch specifically versus mouse and keyboard is, you know, mouse and keyboard, you have pixels on the screen, you have a mouse that's kind of like a finite size.
Uh-huh.
It's really easy to control. Like, after a while, people have gotten adept with using a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, of course.
The thing that's different about touch is there's really no translation layer, right? The person is actually directly interacting with your UI, right? So if you design it like a traditional UI with buttons, or you lay it out just the way you want it to be, then it's gonna suck. Because really you're designing for anatomy, right? You're not designing for pixels or for information. You're designing for, you know, what makes something, you know, like if I hold this pine cone, right, like it feels a certain way in my hand, it's comfortable, it's pokey, like real objects act certain ways.
Right.
Whereas, you know, on a tablet or a phone, you know, a lot of that is just what the phone is, right?
Yeah.
You have glass, it's the shape of the phone, and you have to kind of work within those constraints. So through your UI and how it responds and animates and all of those things, that's kind of what makes it good and
reactive. I think that's where the term like fat finger comes from.
Exactly.
How do you avoid the fat finger? Right?
exactly.
So do you have something to show us that can help us understand this?
Yeah, I've got some basic stuff here. You know, in the talk, we kind of build something that starts off as really sucky and kind of build it up to something that's interesting. And the way we do it is we work through these principles. I threw them up on my blog, essentially, you know, touch interactivity principles.
Mm-hmm.
One, if you're building like a custom button, right, then you need to think about how do you make sure that you have feedback immediately when you put your finger down. So if I put my finger down here on this button, it actually lights up and actually does something immediately, right? And the thing is, it's really easy to take for granted something like that, but if your UIs on screen don't do anything, then they're dead, right?
Right.
It's like, it doesn't work, it could just as easily be some text or a label. So immediate feedback immediately on down is essential.
It's also, it looks like the operating system is helping out with feedback as well, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so even in Windows 10, especially when you're presenting, you've got all these little, I'm touching the screen here, it shows you where your fingers are. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't turn on that setting, you still get some feedback from the operating system that you're touching the screen.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's the first thing. Make sure that your buttons immediately do something as soon as you touch them. Okay.
Yep. The next thing is, especially if you're building a custom interaction, right? Like, let's say you're the next startup and you're building some fancy like email or Slack-like app or something, and you build some custom touch interaction because you want to get bought and be rich. You want to make sure you have feedback the entire time during the interaction.
Got it.
So here I've got this button, and the point of it is you swipe up and it goes uppercase. It's kind of a dumb button. You swipe down, it goes lowercase. It's just like, for example. So I can swipe up, it goes uppercase. I swipe down, it goes lowercase, right?
Got it.
But the entire time I do this feedback, the entire time I drag this, it should stick to my finger, right? So I drag this down, it sticks to my finger. I drag it up, it sticks to my finger, right?
So it doesn't just feel like it's just fixed there and you're doing something arbitrary. It feels like the pine cone, but not as much, right?
Exactly. And like how many, you know, another case where we see this is like hamburger buttons, you know, like where there's a hamburger button in the upper left-hand corner here. Like if I tap on this, you know, I get to see a button over there. And it kind of looks like there's something that happened or I should be able to swipe that. Sometimes you actually can swipe it and it will move. But it's always better if you can just directly move this thing and have it actually stick to your finger.
That's
really about like having feedback the entire time during the interaction, right? Because if you're learning this for the first time, you might want to just like, oh, let me just peek over there. What's going on? Oh, that looks good. And then put it away, right? It's crucial to kind of like a good touch interaction.
Instead of focusing the interaction like one little tiny square, enable the interaction to happen really anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you, I want to get to other principles. Obviously, you have some, but how did you build this? Is there like a framework that's doing this?
No, this is all just flat HTML standards, CSS and HTML. There's a number of cool things. One, like if you're building a touch experience for the web, something that matters but is easily overlooked is performance, right? And there's a ton of really great native capabilities of the modern web that let this happen. One, just like panning is like a capability of the web. So, and most modern browsers will defer those panning surfaces to the graphics card, so you get that stick to your finger performance.
Right.
So anytime you're doing it with something with touch, if you can use panning, like just a scrollable container or a scrollable surface, it's gonna be fast, right? So that's the first thing. The next thing is, have you heard of like pointer events?
No.
Okay, yeah, so it's great. So starting, I think it was like in the Windows 8, early Windows 8 days, or I forgot which version of browser it was, Microsoft started talking to Google and a few of the other browsers about like, oh, how should touch work on the web, right? And you know, we had Dash WebKit touch events, and we had a bunch of other touch events for Chrome. And then on Windows, we had an interesting issue where we had touch and mouse. And then it's tricky because you're kind of asking developers like, oh, code for the mouse and code for touch, and it's a lot of work. Yeah. And then we actually have the pen too, right? So Jacob Rossi and the gang, you know, kind of worked with Google to spec out this pointer event spec, where essentially it abstracts all of those inputs into one event. And then the thing about it is it's super fast. You get all that data in real time. It works for touch scenarios. It works for mouse scenarios.
And this is for browsers?
For browsers, yeah.
That's awesome.
And it was ratified into the HTML standard, and some of the Google Google Nightlies have it. I think they're going to pull it in pretty soon here.
That's cool. All right, so what's the next principle?
Yeah, so it's got to stick to your finger. Next principle is give some feedback once you actually hit the destination. Right, so you actually know you're doing it correctly.
Right.
So here I have feedback the entire time during the interaction, but when I get to this A, I actually make the thing turn green, right? And that could be, let me just use another example here, pull to refresh. I pull this thing down, once it actually hits the threshold, it says release to refresh. Yeah. It's teaching me how to do this thing, right? And you know, in this case, a principle that follows directly after that is make sure your stuff is reversible, right? Okay. Because the whole point of this is just being able to play with the experience. Like, just like if I grab this pine cone, I can kind of figure out how it works and how sturdy it is when I grab it. You should be able to play with touch experiences the same way. If I pull down, you know, I get to the destination, but oh, actually I don't want to refresh, I can just put it away, right? Or if I do want to refresh, I can swipe it
up. That's interesting, because what happens is if people start doing stuff like a pull to refresh,
yeah,
but there's no way to undo it, they're going to be afraid to do any other interaction because it's going to cause undoable stuff.
Exactly. And that goes back to this whole principle of, like, does it suck?
Right.
Like, people don't do a very good job of articulating why a touch experience or a mobile experience sucks, but, like, it's the sum of all these things. Like, it doesn't feel safe,
right.
It's slow, it's choppy, it's ugly, like, all those things together kind of make something that kind of sucks.
So are there any other principles you'd like to share?
One thing that's really interesting, like, because kind of a discussion point, is around really about teaching and learning and what I call feed forward.
Okay.
Like, how do you actually know how to accomplish this thing? Like, obviously it's great once you start playing with it, mm-hmm. but, like, how do you know how to do it correctly, right? So in this, you know, here I have a totally new control. No one's ever seen this before. But in this case, when I put my finger on it, it actually pops some stuff up, right? I've got an A on the top and the A on the bottom. And that actually is kind of feeding forward.
Or telling you, yeah.
Yeah, what I should do. So here I'll just drag up and it actually tells me, okay, that's how to do this thing. So in general, you know, you can do this with like an info tip, like, oh, drag this thing, we see that. But sometimes all you need is, you know, the first time someone touches it, you can feed forward what's gonna happen. Just by how you respond with that.
It's like developers in IntelliSense, where we press dot
and we
start typing, and like, oh, I can do this.
Exactly.
So instead you're saying, to apply that to a consumer, you want to sort of teach them along the way,
yep.
make it undoable,
yep.
make it feel like it's part of the hand.
Yep,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, this is really helpful, Buzz.
This is fun.
This open? Can someone download
it? Yeah, it's on my GitHub, dwcares. GitHub.com, dwcares. So
this is really cool. And you built this. This is all from scratch, kind of built.
Yeah. All this HTML and CSS. I've got some nice WinJS controls for the folder refresh.
How about this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
That's right. Managers that can code.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for spending some time with us, bud.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks.
We're here at the campfire here at that conference. Pretty exciting. We're getting warmed and learning about how to make user interfaces that don't suck for the mobile. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next time. Take care.
Thanks.